you mentioned, well, the what river was that last one you mentioned?
The Belle Fourche.
Okay, and how's that spelled?
BelleFourche.
And they don't pronounce the R.
No, it's a French pronunciation.
I see.
French, it meant beautiful fork, was the French translation of that.
Now, is there a difference in size between a creek and a river?
I would say that the river was larger. Okay. Isn't always the case, but that's the way I think of it.
This Belle Fourche River is larger than most of the creeks around here?
Yes.
Now, what about, are there any wet weather creeks, things that just start up, like if you have a severe rainstorm and you get a wet weather creek?
You say, is there creeks such as that?
Uh-huh.
That's about the only kind we have here.
Now, do they ever use the term wash or gully?
Gully washer, yes, they use that. Whenever it rains hard and the runoff is severe, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But those would leave, the stream that those would leave behind, they would call that a dry creek, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right.
If it wasn't that kind of a creek, they would call it a live creek. That's what I'd call a live creek, is one that was spring fed.
Okay. All right, I understand. Now we've talked, maybe you could tell me again what a meadow is, according to your understanding.
Well, to me, a meadow is an area that receives extra moisture from runoff. Then there would be more moisture there to grow the plant life in it. That's what I would call a meadow.
Now, have you heard the term park used?
Yes.
Does that describe the same thing?
Well, to me, a park would more apt to be a treeless area in the timber. That's what I would call a park.
Uh-huh. And what about a basin? Is that different?
A basin, this of course is just my own thinking on it. A basin would be a drainage that would drain out a certain area.
Okay. All right. And what, for example, would you call it a place that there's a lot more water than there is in a meadow?
Well, that would probably be called a swamp.
Okay. And are there any swamps around here?
No.
Not that much water. Is that different than a hole? What's your understanding of that word, hole, as in Jackson Hole?
Yeah. Jackson Hole actually just represents a big basin. Uh-huh. It's a drainage of the Snake River is what it is.
So a hole would be a type of basin, perhaps?
In that particular case, it surely would.
What would you call a flat-topped hill?
Probably would call it a mesa.
Now, I've noticed sometimes this term spelled B-U-T-T-E.
Butte?
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Well, a butte wouldn't have to be flat-topped.
I see.
Although, that would work in a pinch. It would work.
Okay. And, let's see, I guess, you remember that song, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs. Oh, I even said it. Shouldn't have said that. Over the white
cliffs.
There we go. Dover. See? You thought I was a professional.
Well, you can't win them all, but you'd be in the high 90s, I'll bet.
Okay. And if the plural is cliffs, what would the singular be? Just one.